wonder what it would take to ruin your Christmas. Perfect reaction. I mean, I know that there are genuinely awful things that can happen which really do take over and spoil Christmas, but sometimes we talk about ruining Christmas when it's a little tiny thing, don't we? We talk about the most trivial things. My mum used to think that if the roast potatoes weren't crispy enough, or if the vegetables had been slightly overcooked, that she had ruined Christmas. I know somebody who fell asleep and missed the Queen's speech one year and acted like that had ruined Christmas for them. I know other people who, if they're made to watch the Queen's speech, feel like that's ruined Christmas for them. I mean, what if you didn't get all the presents you were hoping for? Would that ruin Christmas? What would it take to make Christmas less? I nearly did ruin Christmas when I was about 10 years old. When I was about 10, I got given a darts board for Christmas. And in our house where I grew up, we had quite a big loft. It wasn't like a loft conversion, it was just a loft, but it was quite big. And that's where my dad put the darts board up. So on Christmas Day, I spent most of the day throwing darts down the length of the room. And my parents were there, my younger sister was there, and we had an uncle and an aunt over for Christmas as well. And Christmas afternoon, they said, "We're going for a walk." And I said, "I'm not. I'm going to stay here and play darts." And so they all went out, and I carried on throwing darts at the darts board. Now, if you are a 10-year-old boy, you need to know that sometimes thoughts will come into your head, and those thoughts are silly thoughts. You should not act on those thoughts. It's okay, it happens to every 10-year-old boy, and you'll grow out of it by the time you're about 35. The thought that came into my head was, I wonder what would happen if I stood next to the dartboard and threw the darts back the other way. Not one at a time, but all three at once. What actually happened was that one of those darts went through a water pipe, and suddenly our loft had a water feature. And when my parents and my uncle and aunt and my little sister got back from their walk, which took quite a while because I had to stand there with my hand on this water pipe, they found me in the loft saying, "I don't know what happened." Fortunately, my dad was quite good at plumbing, and it didn't ruin Christmas. Even that didn't. But yeah, even if the oven blows up, even if the presents all get held up in the postal strike, which is happening to most of us this year, even if nobody laughs at the joke on your Christmas cracker, the most important thing about Christmas is a wonderful thing that can never get taken away. God came looking for you. God came looking for you. God chose to step out of heaven and onto earth, and chose to live a human life, and chose to embrace all of our mess and all of our pain that we have in this world, so that we could get to know him, and so that he could get to know you. And what I want to say this morning is really brief and it's really simple. How many of you are looking forward to unwrapping something really good on Christmas morning? How many of you are planning to take that thing and throw it into the bin on Boxing Day? Of course you're not. It would be crazy, wouldn't it? It would be the daftest thing ever. My invitation to you this Christmas, my challenge to you this Christmas, many of you know, at least you strongly suspect, that God is there. Maybe you even talk to him when there's a crisis. But you know, Jesus didn't come to earth at Christmas so that we could come to church at Christmas. He came because he wants to be part of our lives 24/7, 365 days a year. And there's 100 things that can make your Christmas a little bit less special this year. And may none of them happen to you. May your roast potatoes be crisped to perfection. May you get the presents that you're truly hoping for. May the joke in your cracker make everybody else at the table laugh so hard they fall off their seats. But if you really, want to make Christmas more this year, if you really want to make it more special this year, then why not decide to make space in January for the God who came looking for you at Christmas? Have a very, very happy Christmas.